today we're going to go into this whole cultural thing of having to be perfect or striving to be perfect. So we're going to bring up some unconscious patterns for you guys to love and embrace and to become aware, perhaps, of some hidden patterns that have been affecting your life, whether it's in relationships, your business, or if you work for someone, that level. We'll go into things like the need to, or the attempted need to look perfect physically, and all that good stuff. So we're going to do a little overview as we set the energies. So as we start off, for those of you that are new, we're going to do a little energetic protocol. So we set the state so you can have a most wonderful experience. So we're going to invoke four pillars of light in your physical space, and they can be placed in the four directions or the four corners of your room and or your home or office space. And these pillars of light come from the Archangel Kingdom. Okay, these come from the Archangel Kingdoms because they're here to help support all of us in our spiritual growth and in our personal evolution to an enlightened, awakened quantum state of being on the earth plane. And we'd like you to ground your body in the way that you know how, into the core of the earth. And for some of you, grounding may be a new thing. So energetically, it's important to ground the base of your spine and the bottoms of your feet with the earth. Now, can you do that through your intention? And we'd like you to create a nice, safe, protective space around your body. So we're going to invoke collectively the rose energy, the aqua blue-green energy, and the golden energy. And so this will be a triple layer effect in your auric field around your body. Now it's important to take a deep breath and to begin to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and all the confusion in the world. Now, we'll be expanding your awareness, your field, during this activation. So whatever you experience, just simply allow. Do your best not to judge it or think about it or ask any questions. Just go with the flow. And we're going to ask you to bring up all aspects within you that are ready for transformation today. So that could be perhaps an inner child aspect. It could be perhaps a traumatic experience you've had in your life where you kind of went missing, spaced out, so to speak. We're going to ask you to call in your guardian angel and your spiritual guides. We're going to do a prayer that might be a little different for some of you. So we're going to call forth, we're going to direct our prayer to Prime Source, the One Presence, and ask that our messengers of light be with us today and always. For this activation. Now, we're going to invoke one of the five Platonic solids as a geometric configuration for your body. So it could be a tetrahedron, an octahedron, a cube, icosahedron, dodecahedron. Or if you prefer, a circle or the infinity, golden infinity, whatever suits you. Okay, so we're going to use the power of the breath to relax the body so that you can receive and be able to tap in very easily today. Because today is about easy, easier, and easiest. Yeah, it's a Staples thing. Okay. So we ask you to just get comfortable now and make your spine, put your spine in a comfortable position, whether you're sitting, lying down. And as you breathe in, take a deep breath in through the nose, and you're going to hold the light in the body for about 3 seconds. And then just simply begin to exhale and let go. And we're going to take the light deep into the solar plexus, then up into the diaphragm and lungs. And then hold it for about 3 seconds. And then do a long exhale, very long and gentle exhale. And as you do this, you're going to bring awareness first to the lower part of your body, bottoms of your feet, all the way up to your knees. And just simply relax and let go. And second breath from the knees up to the waistline, the base of the spine. Next breath to the trunk of your body, stomach, chest, all of your back, shoulder joints, your arms and your hands. And then next, your neck, your face, your brain, space above your head. Now, especially relax your forehead muscles, your jaw, your fingers and your toes. And you might want to touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth or just in back of your front teeth, your upper front teeth, whatever feels most comfortable. This will help with the energetic flow within your etheric body and your physical body. Palms facing upwards or touching your thumb and index finger together. Okay, and just relax into the energy. And just begin to become aware. Your intention is, as I begin to receive today, I am becoming more aware, awake, and alert on all dimensional levels. Okay, I want you to choose an aspect of your life where you believe, where you feel that you are a perfectionist, maybe an overdoer. You know, extreme alpha type. Just pick an area, an aspect of your life where perhaps you have become a little bit compulsive and obsessive. And just feel into that energy. There's no thinking, there's no really seeing clairvoyantly. Just begin to sense this part of you that perhaps can move into a more balanced place of being and doing. So it could be the pressures of being a parent. It could even be the pressures of being a spiritual teacher or a healing arts practitioner or a therapist or a nurse or a manager or a CEO. Just breathe and relax and allow yourself to feel where you're holding stress and tension, not only in your mind, but in the body. Perhaps this pressure is related to a medical condition or a psychosomatic condition or a psychological condition or an injury. Just breathe and relax. Now, we'd like you to begin to trace energetically backwards in time and or in the other realms called not physical. What this feeling sensation is related to. So it's going to be related to some kind of belief that you adopted or you created out of the need to survive here on the planet. It could go all the way back to when you were a little person, perhaps, or a teenager, or an adolescent, or as a young adult. And you want to tap into the people involved with this particular belief system. And most likely it could be coming from a cultural, collective, unconscious belief system that says basically you need to be perfect because you're not good enough the way that you are. So you need to do certain things in order to be accepted by society, other people, your parents, your mate, significant others, even your kids. Breathe deeply. Now you want to feel into this to see if there's any religious and or spiritual considerations in this belief system. So it's this need, this pressure, this striving to be someone, something that you're not already in that moment of space and time. All right, now if you feel like you're too much involved in this particular feeling sensation, this movement in your body, you're going to move deeper into the quantum. So imagine and feel and sense that you are beginning to expand your awareness 360 degrees around your body and begin to extend outward from the body, literally going into deeper space, into the more realms of timelessness. So you're taking your focus from being a focused personality here on the earth plane and expanding out into what is called the more spiritual realms of everything. So we're moving into the void or into this expansive domain that has no limits and no name. And then you can begin to perceive, if you will, this particular striving to become pattern. Now you want to tap into why that is. What is the need behind this striving, this accepting the pressure to become more attractive, to become more slender in your body, to somehow become more beautiful looking physically? The strive and the need to become smarter and more intelligent. Take a deep breath into that, because there's some past life connections here. You may get some flashbacks of other lifetimes. Just breathe and allow. Now, as you keep expanding your awareness into the realms beyond space and time, you're going to begin to tap into your knowing, your intuition, about how you can shift this pattern right here and right now today. Not so much healing this pattern, but it's shifting your perspective of this pattern. So wherever your body's at, you can begin to accept it fully for what it is, because it's not you. It's just your vehicle. It's not you. So some of you might begin to tap into this body identification attachment level at some point in your life, where you began to believe and think that you are this physical body, that you are your face and your looks and your brain, and that you need to accommodate to fit in to society, to be accepted. It's basically to be accepted by tribe. Now, what's also in there are these self-judgments, let's just say, about your physical body. Which are not true in the ultimate sense. So breathing deeply, begin to feel the light of your presence. It's an awareness. Now, at some point, you can begin to choose a different outcome, or, shall we say, a different perspective on your body. Because your body reflects on the most physical level your patterns, your unconscious patterns. Now, as you are ready, begin to breathe in this vibration of unconditional love and allowance into whatever part of your body that is prominent, that you notice. So it can be a condition that you're dealing with. It could be an injury. Whatever speaks to you in your body, that's the area. And the chakra that's nearest to that particular physical condition is, on an archetypal level, the relationship to that. So if it's in your guts, then it's going to be either your sacral chakra or your solar plexus, having to do respectively with intimate relationships and personal power. If it's your lower back, your very lower back. So that's your base chakra, survival issues, identification within tribe on a very basic level. If it's your neck, injuries to your neck, stress in your neck, it's related to your clairaudient chakra, which represents self-expression, represents one's ability to speak and tell the truth, to hear clearly, physically and spiritually. It's the bridge between the heart and the brain, or the heart and the mind. Thyroid has to do with the balance within the body. Weight, metabolism, hormones. Breathe deeply and relax. If you start hearing thoughts from your past about like what people have said to you, especially when you were young, pay attention. So where is it in your life where you don't feel good enough to be completely accepted by yourself and others? As a light weaver, as a world server, as someone who wishes to bring well-being to the planet, where and what part of you is still feeling separate from the rest of humanity? What part of you believes that you cannot adjust comfortably in society? We're breathing in the light of understanding to heal the sense of separation, to heal this sense of, again, not worthy enough. Now begin to merge into the breath as if the breath of Creator is breathing your body, is breathing your spirit. Okay, let's shift. We're going to shift slightly. And we're going to begin to tap into those places within you where you feel uncomfortable with being on the earth. That place where earth life has become very difficult and laborsome and hard and tedious. Sometimes boring, where life has become very stressful. Where it's no fun anymore. So just allow the expansion into your unconscious, into that pattern, that basic pattern that has taught you or reinforced the idea that life is a bit of a struggle and you have to work really hard to get anything in this world, and that you have to compromise your values, you have to compromise your spirit in order to be here, to exist in your marriage, to work at your job. Expand into that area where you have the most stress in striving to be something that you are not naturally. Dictated by the demands of others and society in general. Society dictates what is acceptable behavior and thinking and what is not. So what part of that program did you buy to where you compromised your spirit in order to fit in order to be accepted? What part of you feels you need to atone for your imperfections? Breathing deeply, allowing creation, the universe, to breathe through you as you expand into even greater depths within. Becoming a non-localized presence, free of the body, free of all the conditioning within the brain, now locate within the brain physically from this place of expanded awareness. That part of the brain that's holding the restrictive conditionings of perfection, needing to be perfect, needing to be smart, needing to look good, needing to look good for others, to look good in front of others. Tap into that part of the brain that's holding the emotional stress, your limbic system, that's holding the stress of striving to be something that you are not. To be other than what you really are. Tapping into the brain that's holding the emotions of regret, not good enough, even I'm a bad person, or there must be something wrong with me, because I'm not fitting in too well here. Maybe I am going crazy. Now just naturally begin to shed light within the brain. The light that comes from your being. That light that naturally transforms. Bringing in more spiritual presence into the brain, into the limbic system, into the amygdala, into the neofrontal cortex, stimulating the pineal, pituitary, and thalamus in the brain. The hypothalamus, the medulla, and the brain stem. Okay, take a nice, slow, deep breath. We're going to shift slightly and move your awareness down into the solar plexus, your lower back, your original 8 cells of creation at the base of the spine, your reproductive organs, your bladder, your kidneys, your adrenal glands. Your belly button. And continue to breathe very gently. Now we're going to naturally move again into deeper areas of your unconscious, to where you're holding what we would call fear. False evidence appearing real. Just breathe and allow. So we're going to ask, what are you afraid of? Breathing deeply. In this striving to become perfect, this striving to be a spiritualized being on the planet. Breathing deeply into that area of self-judgments, of lack, of want, of need. And of all the energy there in this part of your body, how much of this energy is yours and how much of it is other people's? So we want to sit with this for a moment, breathing gently. Allowing. Allow the deep emotions to flow, holding nothing back. Accepting, allowing, feeling, sensing. Going deeply into the neediness, because of the belief in lack, not enough, not good enough, not perfect enough, not beautiful enough, not smart enough. Go deeply into this need of striving to prove something to yourself, your parents, your kids, the world, your friends. Going a little deeper into the need to prove something, that you are good enough, that you are smart enough. Now breathe into that area of your body there where you have felt a disappointment because you didn't achieve your goals. Where your striving fell a bit short. Or you missed the mark by just a little bit. Now, as you tap very deeply into the core of your spirit as a non-localized presence, beingness, view the body through the eyes of the soul. View your body as a whole. And wherever you perceive heaviness, darkness, dampness, hotness, fragmentation, rips and tears, jaggedy energy, so taken as a whole, the view of the body, move your awareness now to an alternate parallel reality in the quantum, to where your body looks different. You can move your awareness into a reality where your body is already perfect as it is, healthy and whole, vibrant, full of life, energy, inspiration, creativity, knowing. You can move to that parallel reality, alternate possibilities, of where you know and you see where your spirit is channeling perfectly through that vehicle, to where you are a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace and love and joy. You can move to that place in the quantum where you have a healthy inner child, where you have a healthy heart center, where your brain is fully functioning on all cylinders as needed, to where there is this complete integration of body, mind, and spirit. You can move to a reality where there is no sense of separation, to a reality where you feel and know all is one, to a reality where you are connected with all of life, with your destiny, with your vision, with the power that is the I Am. Now, as you do this, you can begin to let go of that old world of pain and suffering and lack and striving and stress and pressures, and to relax into a world where there is love and flow, divine right timing, to a world that is free of worry about the future. A world that is free from the worry of what is happening now. You can begin to move into that world where there is peace, where there is cooperation, where you see the light of every being, where you see the light within all of nature, and where you see the light in every experience. Continue to let go of the old world of pain and suffering, good and bad, right and wrong, you and I. It's like an ocean of bliss, waves of light, as consciousness . Now, from this place, you can invoke the power of grace to move through your light, to move through your life each and every day, to move through your voice, to move through your hands, to move through your eyes and your ears and your mouth. We are releasing the shackles of time and limitation and striving. And we use the power of this new moon to start new beginnings on all levels. We use lunar energies to help us to know that we are sovereign beings of light and joy. As we give up the need to be right, correct and perfect. We give up the need to be right. Which allows us to move into the core of God created us to be that which we are. And that we can rest in the presence of Prime Source whenever we need to recharge and to renew and to reset all of our systems here on the earth. Now imagine that you are riding on the back of this huge white eagle, soaring above the heavens. Soaring above all forms of conditioning. And you're feeling the power of this flight deep within the quantum on the back of this beautiful white eagle that is showing you these other realms of possibility. Of creative manifestation. Moving deeper into the void, into the expansiveness of infinity. Flying beyond all bounds and limitations. We're going to give a few minutes for you to be with your eagle in deep communion. Enjoy the flight. Now we're going to begin to slowly come back to Earth on your eagle. take your time. We're moving through the many worlds that is outside of space and time. And you're going to bring back to the earth a greater awareness of self. Renewed levels of inner peace and calm. More joy, more laughter, more bliss. Going to be bringing back to your physical vehicle a greater knowing of what we will call the true reality. We're bringing back to Earth the vibration and frequencies that will naturally dissolve illusions and fear, false evidence appearing real, worry, and all manner of stress. Now you're bringing back an alternative reality. So the old reality is beginning to fade away. Coming back with a new face. You're coming back with a stronger commitment to making choices and decisions that are based within the oneness of your being. Now, as you come back to your physical vehicle, feel that new found sense of freedom and power around your physical body as an energetic field that surrounds your body, and it can be as big and as expansive as you choose. And you're going to ground and stabilize this force field of light with the earth. Your brain is responding to these new frequencies. Simply allow. Feel the presence of joy in your chest. Feel the laughter. Knowing all is well. Knowing you are as God created you. knowing that there is nothing to strive for. All has already been given, and it is given for all of time and space. Okay, let's take several deep breaths of grounding, divine balance within all things, allowing your eyes to slowly open and allowing the brain to adjust. You want to give yourself permission to feel your own goodness. You want to give yourself permission to know who you are and why you are here. And giving yourself permission for your life to manifest easily, effortlessly, with great joy, with great passion, with deep wisdom. We want to thank the guides for this opportunity to serve and to be together again. Coming back to the body, knowing all is well, knowing that you are loved and appreciated. Know that you have the whole universe at your side. The universe has your back and your front and your top and your bottom. And that whatever you choose manifests. And that you have the power to choose once again another reality. Be you the pathfinder, the gatekeeper. Be you the way shower in humbleness, in gentleness. And know when you fully awake, the whole universe wakes up along with you. You are the universe. And the universe is you. Until next time, many wonderful blessings for your life, for your spirit, and for all the good that you do in this world. And blessings to your pets, your parents, and your kids. Until next time, many blessings.